Hi, this is Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're looking at the Sermon on the Mount, the Jesus Manifesto, and this is Excursus 3, Did Jesus Believe in Hell? If you were to listen to the popular mind about hell, you'd think that it was an invention of the church to keep people in line, that the religion of Jesus is much too loving and forgiving to send people to hell. The facts are different. Jesus says more about hell and eternal punishment than anyone else in the entire Bible. The teaching comes from his own lips, and we must take it with utmost seriousness. Some word confusion tends to cloud the issue. There are two Greek words that are translated by hell in the King James Version. Here are the definitions. The first Greek word is Hades, originally a proper noun, a god of the underworld, then the netherworld, Hades, as a place of the dead. Here are the occurrences of the word Hades in the Gospels. Matthew 11:23, similar to Luke 10:15. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? No, you will go down to the depths, Hades. If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. Then in Matthew 16:18, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. And then finally, Luke 16:23-24, in hell, Hades, where he was in torment, the rich man looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side, so he called to him, Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire. The other Greek word is Gehenna, Valley of the Sons of Hinnom, a ravine south of Jerusalem. There, according to later Jewish popular belief, Jesus' final judgment was to take place. In the Gospels, it is the place of punishment in the next life, hell. Here are the references to Gehenna in the Gospels. Matthew 5:22. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, Raca, is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell, Gehenna. Then Matthew 5:29-30, similar to Matthew 18:9. If your right hand causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell, Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell, Gehenna. In the parallel passage, Mark's Gospel spells it out further. Hell, or Gehenna, where the fire never goes out. This is Mark 9:43, 45, and 47. Then Matthew 10:28, similar to Luke 12:5. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell, Gehenna. Then Matthew 23:15. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You travel over land and sea to win a single convert, and when he becomes one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as you are. And then finally, Matthew 23:33. You snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape being condemned to hell, Gehenna? Of course, in this short article, I haven't analyzed Jesus' use of Hades and Gehenna, but I think that even a cursory reading of the Gospels indicates that Jesus believed in the existence of hell as a place of fiery torment for those who had sinned. Let's pray. Father, the thought of hell scares us to death. We call upon you for your grace. Forgive us our sins and deliver us that we might not perish but have everlasting life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.